Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you, and you're listening to me, Andrew D. I am live from the UK, and it is 9:30 p.m. UK time. And where are we? Was it 4:30 EST and about 1:30 PST? So good evening to you all wherever you're living at the moment and whatever you are doing. And it's fantastic to talk to you, especially in this week of our Jubilee. Yes, it's the Diamond Jubilee, our wonderful Queen. Now, depending on whether you're listening in the UK or in the States, but we would like to say she has been on the throne for 60 years, but that's got another totally different meaning here in the UK, which I won't go into right now. But we wish her all the best, because this weekend literally is Jubilee weekend. It's the build-up to it. But not only that, here in the UK, we've got the London Olympics in a few weeks as well. So the Olympic flame is busily making its way around the UK and will eventually end up in London sometime in July. And so, yeah, it's all happening. We've also, if it's the summer of sport, we've got Wimbledon coming up in a few weeks, if you're a tennis fan. And we've also got the European Football Championships this year, or Soccer Championship, should I say. So it is a busy summer of sport here for us. And, of course, the Diamond Jubilee celebrations as well. And this weekend coming, I will be down with friends in London, and we will be going to Battersea Park to see, and then down to the River Thames to see a flotilla led by the Queen, a flotilla of boats led by the Queen. So there you go. That's my week coming up. But what about the last week? It's been a busy old week for me. For me personally, this is now my full-time job, even though I seem to have a lot of time on my hands. But I am slowly making more contacts and got plenty of irons in the fire. So, guys, if you're looking to touch base with me or get in touch with me, or you'd like to sort of network and get things moving along, I too can work with you and for you as well. Okay, right. So what have we got in the show coming up? I know we've got a few callers lined up already. And with that, if you are calling in tonight, I've got a couple of subjects I'd like to, I know I'm skipping about here, but I've got a couple of subjects I'd like to cover tonight before we get into the calls. Because somebody asked me a question before, and I think if you've got a question to ask, it's only polite to answer the question, isn't it? Okay, so what we got coming up, we've got a little bit of music coming up in a bit. We've got a little bit of chat. That's mainly me chatting, but if you want to call in just for a chat, if you've got some questions you want to ask, and it's not just a reading, you know, if you want to find out a little bit more about mediumship, how it works, what it's all about, how did I get into it, somebody's already asked me, so that's why I thought about that. Then give me a call. Now, the number for you to call tonight, guys, is if you are calling in from the States, then you need to call toll-free on 760-283-4611. That's USA toll-free, 760-283-4611. Now, the best bit is, you can either go to Blog Talk Radio and look me up, but what I've actually done, I've modified the link on my website, so if you're in the UK and you want to use Skype to call in for free, because obviously you don't want to pay to have to call the States, but go to my website. There's two links on there, one on the homepage and one at the top of the events page. And my website is www.drewdee.com. Click on the link, that'll take you straight to the Blog Talk Radio page. And the reason I've done that is to save me having to talk you all the way through finding me on Blog Talk Radio to use the free Skype link. Next to my picture and next to the stateside number, you'll see the Skype link. Click on it, call in, and the wonderful Rob over there in America will take your call, take your details, and we will get you in the queue to call me back. So there you go, guys. How simple could it be? Go to my website, www.drewd.com, and call in via the Skype link or toll-free 760-283-4611. But remember, guys, when you've had your reading and you've listened in, or you just want to listen to the whole show again, then, of course, my good friend Mike Davis, you need to go to his website, www.drewd.com. mikespirit.fm, and you can listen to the whole show again, or even fast forward to your readings. Why not? There you go. Right, okay. We are going to have a little bit of music now, a little bit of Queen, would you believe? I thought it was very apt this week, but I also felt I had a question about inspiration earlier on. I'm going to cover that. And I was listening to this song one day, and it sort of inspired me to sort of get my skates on, get moving, move along, and don't let anything stop me. Because let's face it, guys, the minute doubt sets in, and that sort of stops us doing it, and we've got to keep moving. So we are going to listen to a little bit of Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Take it away, Rob.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Well, there you go, Freddie Mercury, the man himself. And who had their air guitars out there? I know I did. But anyway, guys, welcome and good evening to this, my radio show. You are listening to Andrew D, and I am live here on www.mikespirit.fm. And I did mention it before, guys, if you've only just tuned in, you thought, who is this? Well, my name's Andrew D, and you are listening to a radio show called Spiritual Awakenings, where we've got... That was the last of the music because we're only here for an hour. We've got some mediumship. We've got free readings and we've got a little bit of chat, mainly me chatting and you listening. But there you go. Okay, readings, free readings. How do you get them? Why pay for them when you can get them here for nothing off me? I don't even know why I do it for free myself, to be honest with you, but there you go. So, USA, you need to call in toll-free on 760-283-4611, or if you want to call in for free from the UK, then go to my website, www.drewd.com. There's a link on my homepage, and there's a link on the top of the events page, and literally just click the link, hit the sky button, and speak to the wonderful Roberto in America. There you go. Okay, right. Phil asked me the question earlier on. What does it look like, or what happens, or what do you feel, or what do you see if you're a medium and you're giving messages? And it's great, you know, how many people, lots of people come chat to me and have readings with me, and not many people, unless you're in a development group and people sort of already are on that road, not many people sort of ask the question. But for me, we all work differently. Lots of people work differently. But for me personally, I'm going to tell you quickly how I got started. Literally 6 years ago this summer, and I know it was June 6 years ago, and I'd always felt drawn to spiritualist churches for some reason, as people do, the way some people are drawn to mediums or psychics or whatever you want to call us, and I'll explain the difference in a bit. And I went in, and some guy said to me, "You've got a message for somebody." "Have I?" I said. And he said, "Yes," and he literally said to me, "Close your eyes." And he said, "I'm going to ask you 10 questions." And literally, it was rapid fire. I wasn't allowed to think. I wasn't allowed to interpret what I saw. I just had to see what I saw with in my mind's eye, with my eyes closed. A little bit like a dream, you might say, or a little bit like closing your eyes and imagining something, imagining being on a beach. But the image was just there the minute I closed my eyes. And, you know, he said, "What do you see? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Are they tall? Are they short? What are they wearing? Do you hear a name? Da-da-da-da-da." And I still remember the guy. He was a Victorian doctor I saw. And his name was Sam at the time. Not Derek Acora, Sam, my Sam. And I think he was one of the first people that came through to me ever. And I just felt that I had to say certain words. And actually, there was a guy opposite me who could take everything about it. The guy was actually a Victorian doctor, as I said. That's what I felt. And I just said, "Well, I feel like he wants to tell me this." And I was looking at the man opposite me. And the man said, "I can take all of that. Yes, I have been having these issues, dad, medical issues, and I can understand all of it." So that was my first ever message. And that is what I see. That was in the early days when I closed my eyes. I don't anymore. I tend to see the energy of a spirit person if I'm working in a church, stood behind somebody now. And with that energy, if I concentrate on that energy, then I'm absorbed by it. And for me personally, I become that person. Last night I was doing some readings, private readings back home in Liverpool. And as I was sat in a chair, as you get into the center of the energy is the best way to describe it, I literally saw my hands changing into this lady's grandfather. And another lady's uncle. My hands were changing. My waist became suddenly his waist, a lot thicker. And I actually saw his clothes on me from that period of time. So, yeah, it works different ways, guys. Some people see it all mentally. Spirit overshadowed me a lot more now. And, you know, sometimes I even may feel aches and pains and be drawn to an area of my body and be made aware. And if I look down, I'm not looking at my feet. I'm looking at somebody else's feet. So that's it for me, guys. That's it in a nutshell. I could talk all night. I haven't got all night. But I will answer the question as well. Somebody said to me, "What is your biggest inspiration? I mean, what inspires you?" And do you know what? I think it's different things at different times. It's okay to say, "Oh, yeah, one massive thing." But very, very quickly, Will I Am was on The Voice UK the other week. And he said his mother always inspired him. And I think lots of us could put our hands on our hearts and, you know, allowing for a few here, that parents do inspire us in one way or another. You know, the drive us on, they encourage us, they give us that motivation, you know, when we're feeling down. And that's during our formative years. But lots of different things inspire me at different times. Most definitely parents, I would say there. But there was one lady not so long back, and I won't give anything away, but her son did take his own life. And it was because of the pressure he was put under by loan sharks. And that spurred his mother on. And she has now set up a charity back up in the northwest of England, set up a charity helping other parents or helping other people who are the victims of loan sharks. And I sat there and listened to her story one day, and I thought, how inspiring is that lady? You know, it took the death of her son to spur her on and to do fantastic work for other people. So all those other people are directly linked and being helped and being inspired to put things right in their lives because of something that happened to this particular lady and her son. So, guys, whatever it is that inspires you, whatever it is, then it might be something today, it might be something different tomorrow, but take it what it is for that time and be inspired. Okay, we need to go to some telephone calls. And that's enough of me chatting away, even though I've still got some more talking to do. But guys, if you still need to call in, then I've given the number. Go to my website, drewd.com, and you'll be able to get through there. Now, right, okay then. I can't believe. Right, Phil, I've just seen what you've written on there. I don't know how many callers there are, but there you go. Right, anyway. I hadn't scrolled down quick enough, and I'm not to drink water on the microphone, so I can tell you that. There you go. Right, listen, Mindy has called a few times now. She always seems to call towards the end of the show. And you've now called in at the beginning of the show, Mindy. How are you? Okay?
I did. I'm so happy to be able to speak with you, and I thank you so very much. That is true. I've always at the very end, but this time I called in early enough to be at the front of the queue. So I thank you.
Okay,
I thank
no problem.
You. And when you say you give your readings free, I'm sure that I know that in my heart it's going to come back to you tenfold, thousands of times fold. So thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Mindy, but I just like the sound of my own voice, so there you go.
That is really funny. Thank you.
Right. Okay, right, Mindy, we've chatted very, I'll tell the whole world, I know I've chatted to you before, and I normally like to work with people that I've never met before and I don't know anything about, but I do know that you've got your own business and you're trying to break into the UK with Boots the Chemist, is it? Boots the Pharmacist?
That's right.
Okay, and that's about as far as we get every time, because literally we get that far, and but we do, you know, you have had some loved ones come through, haven't you?
Yes,
and
for sure.
It was Robert. It was Robert last week, wasn't it, because he just popped in again.
No way.
Yeah.
You know, I went, oh, wow. You know, I went to your site and I saw that you're RAF.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So I don't want to say anything more, but there is a connection there.
Right.
Oh. With Robert.
Right, okay. Well, I won't say any more than that, but perhaps.
Right.
Now, it's only after you mentioned it last week, Mindy, that you said about Boots the Pharmacist, because he kept talking about his boots, and I didn't make any sense of it. But they were old, sort of military-style boots, and
correct.
I really didn't take the sort of the hint at all, really, from him, what he was trying. And it was only when you mentioned Boots the Pharmacist, I thought, that's what he was trying to tell me. But there
how
you
beautiful.
Go. Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Have you got another question, Mindy, or is it just to make sure you got on this?
No, if I could, I so understand your process. I really respect the process, so the messages from the other side, whatever comes through, I would be so happy to receive. But I do have a question, of course. It's about
timing. Tell you what, right? Stop there. If I could be really rude. Now, I went to see a lady last night, and before she saw me, and guys, this goes out for anybody listening in tonight who wants a message at all, but this particular lady had asked her husband who'd passed away, she asked him a question and said, would he answer the question in the reading? And I said two words to her, and she said, that's what I wanted to know. So why don't I see who comes through, you ask them the question, and I will see if it comes out. If not, that's what mediumship's about. It's a little bit of experimentation and see how we get on from there, okay?
Beautiful. I so very much appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm just waiting and waiting on actually two purchase orders. That one is from Toys R Us and one is from Boots. And
right.
When will I be hearing? Am I on the right track? Okay.
Well, straight away, Mindy, on a totally psychic link here and with nobody stepping in whatsoever, I always go with my gut feeling on these. And
yes.
In answer to your first question, will you be hearing from them? Without a doubt, you will be hearing from them.
Thank you.
That's what I'm being told straight away. And I often feel literally one way or the other with these things, and that was hey, it's in the bag, don't worry about it, okay. But let's find out if whoever's with me... Ah, right, okay. I've got a lady joining me at the moment, Mindy, and we'll try and get to the question in a minute. Right. Oh, guys, by the way, if you're listening in and you want to ask a question and you want to ask Spirit to answer it, then just send your thoughts up before you come through to me, okay? And then I'll do the hard work after that. Thank you.
Wow.
Right, okay. There's a lady who is coming through right now for you, Mindy. And this lady's... do you know what? She's given me the gist. She's made me feel all sorts of full of energy. Now, this lady just straight away said, I feel she was around about 87 when she passed. Now, a good age for this lady. But to me, okay. She was still very, very sprightly before she passed away. I feel as though... with her that she would have passed in her sleep, but before she passed away, it's almost like the energy that she had, she could give people half her age some of her energy. Now, I've had the name Nancy in my mind for about half an hour now, but would you understand the name Nancy at all?
No.
Okay,
but
no
I'm
problem.
Gonna hold that. I will hold that.
Okay, thank you. Now, as this lady talks to me, she's telling me that she's making me aware, actually, that I feel like she was if she wasn't a grandmother, because people automatically assume their first grandmother, but I won't say great grandmother here, but please think big picture here, because the boots that she's making me wear, the boots she's making me look at are my feet, and I've got huge feet, and these aren't these ladies' feet. But do you remember Little House on the Prairie from many years ago?
Yes.
The boots
yes.
the girls wore on there, the sort of the yes. high boots. And that's what her boots look like for me at the moment, as though they lace all the way up. And she's telling me now, right, okay, thank you. Now, she's showing me here, she's taking me back to the 1930s, and she's making me aware that she would have lived in or around farmland here. But I am looking at an old, I want to say it's an old 1930s style car here.
Okay.
At the moment, but she's taking me to farmland. Okay, right. Now, where this farmland is, there's a river runs through the farmland.
I want to let you. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
I don't want to interrupt your process.
It's okay. It's okay.
I believe you're with my grandmother, and she lived in Passaic, New Jersey, where the Passaic River was. But she eventually made her way to New York, and she was about 87 when she passed, and she had a stroke, and she did die in her sleep. And she
okay.
was a very, very tough woman.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed for that, because I was waffling away, and I forgot to ask you, did you understand any more of it? But you would understand
yes.
the farmland with your grandmother, wouldn't you?
That is correct.
Okay. And the river that was near the farmland as well. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
But she's telling me now that when she would have been a young girl in the... where are we? Yeah, I mean, she would have been a young lady in the 30s anyway, so there you go. Right, but what she's explained to me here, Mindy, is she's telling me now, I know you want to get your company off the ground here, but she's making me aware here of a relationship, I want to say, with a man around you at the moment. And it's
yes.
She's talking here about almost like it's on-off. Would you understand this?
That is correct. Thank you,
okay.
Grandma.
Okay, and it's off more than it's on at the moment. Would that make sense?
Yes, but it's coming back around again.
Oh, okay, right. Well, that's what she's talking about at the moment. But what she's telling me as well here, Mindy, and I'll be very, very quick, because... I know you've got in at the beginning of the show, but anyway, talk to Grandma. What she's telling me here is that this relationship works the way things are for you at the moment. Because what she's telling me is that the last thing you actually need is to be trying to concentrate on a heavy-duty relationship here. And what she's telling me is, and she just said, I only saw this earlier on, she just said to me, friends with benefits, so I will leave that with you. But that's what she said to me. And she said,
okay.
the relationship suits your lifestyle at the moment, even though we all think that we would like to take it further and we'd all like to be involved more. But what she's saying to me is that your baby at the moment is your company and your business, and to make that work as well. So she said, accept the relationship for what it is, and as it comes around again, and she's telling me, enjoy, the word she just said to me, Mindy, enjoy the summer of love, okay? And I know that takes me back to the 60s, but she just said,
yes.
enjoy the summer of love, and enjoy enjoy it for what it is, okay? Because she's taking me now to the autumn, and she's telling me you need to gear up for the autumn. Because, right, and gear up is the word. She's showing me a heck of a whole load of machinery. But she's actually taking me to a production line in China here. Would you understand this?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's where she's taking me.
Because that on and off relationship man is also going to be producing for China.
Right. Okay, thank you. And what you just said, literally the wheels are, and I'm being shown the machinery starting up here, and I'm being taken to October the fall here, and mm-hmm. she just said, enjoy the break, enjoy the summer, and get ready for one busy fall and winter, particularly the Christmas rush, she said, okay?
That's what they, yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
Can I leave it with you?
You take care. Absolutely. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Mindy. I've lost my instant messaging. There you go. Well, that was Mindy, and I think she's in California from what I remember. But anyway, our next call is Ellen. Ellen, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Wow, I'm fantastic. Thank you, and it's lovely to talk to you. And where are you calling from today?
New York.
New York? Wow, well, it's not too early there then, is it? It's what, early evening?
5 minutes to 5.
Oh, there you go. Right, okay. Right. I will be as quick as I can with you because I want to get the message out for you. But was it a general reading you wanted, or did you have something in mind that you were looking to get to the bottom of?
Well, I'm going through some difficulties. Just let's say it's a tough patch in my life.
Okay.
And I would like a message regarding how to get through it, how to resolve the issues, whatever information my ancestors or my guides could tell me would be appreciated.
Right, okay, thank you. Right, I've got a gentleman straight away linking with me for you, Alan. And this gentleman is making me aware at the moment that... right, okay, thank you. Right, this gentleman was... Now, I know in America today, even these days, in certain parts, not everywhere, but it's very popular to still call... you know, sir or ma'am or whatever, but this gentleman is taking me back here to when that would have been the norm for everybody, and it was very rude not to call an old gentleman sir here, but this gentleman I feel at the moment I want to be on I want to be either on a grandfather generation here or one of his brothers, I feel here. But this gentleman is making me aware that his legs were very bad before he passed away. He's telling me that it's almost like he tried not to walk with sticks, but realistically he did need sticks here. And he's also explaining to me, right, he's given me the name Vincent or Vince. Would you understand this connected to in your life at all?
No, not now. I don't know of any Vince in my life. I had an acquaintance named Vince like 10 years ago, but he was just an acquaintance.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because sometimes people automatically think their immediate life, but it's just evidence from your grandfather here that you do know somebody called Vincent. Okay, right. But he also wants to give you the name. I'm hearing the name Madge being called. Madge, which is also derived from Margaret as well. So would you understand the name Madge or Margaret?
I had an aunt Margaret, but she always went by Maggie, not Madge.
Ah, right, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well...
This is not a significant person, never was a significant person in my life. It was somebody I knew on a business level.
No, that's okay. You know, it's just evidence, as long as you understand that. But very, very quickly, now it's strange because I said grandfather, and he keeps saying grandpa, grandpa. So would you have called your grandfather grandpa?
Actually, no. My mother's father died before I was born, so I never met him. And as for my father's father, I only met him a couple of times. He lived in a different country.
Okay, no problems. Right, okay. Thank you. Right, I'll get quickly to the point with you, because I know you didn't know them that well, so I'll get quickly to the point with you, Ellen. Right, now what this gentleman is telling me here at the moment is he's explaining to me that around yourself at the moment, he's talking about, one, he's talking about a young man around you at the moment who I feel like is a son, that he's talking about is that there's, I said he feels like a son, he could be a nephew, but there's difficulties ongoing there, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But he's also talking here about where you live at the moment. He's talking here about your house, and he said either you are looking to try and get out of the neighbourhood where you are, or you are you're not happy where you are because of what's going on in the neighbourhood. Would this make sense?
Well, that's closer to anything that's been said so far. That is the tough patch I'm going through, or one of the tough issues.
Okay, thank you. Right. Now, what he's telling me here is that where you are at the moment, you're feeling trapped at the moment. But he's talking here about, he's showing me, and I don't know whether you would understand this, but either young, I want to say youths or young people hanging around on street corners here. Now, I know they do in lots of places, but he's talking about people here. And what it is, he's telling me, not just by those people, but you have felt intimidated recently. Would this make sense as well?
It has nothing to do with young people hanging out on corners. I mean, that's not the issue. I would like to reach it, but that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, then I'll try and get a bit more information from him then. Okay. Right, okay, Alan. Right, I'm gonna try it another way here, okay? Now, what your grandfather's explaining to me is, he said emotionally at the moment, he's telling me that you have, I want to say, shut yourself away at the moment. Whereas he said, in the past, he said, you did have a big open heart. He said, where you were quite open to people and you would help anybody that you could. But he said, circumstances have changed. And he's telling me that you have, I want to say, toughened up recently as a result of circumstances. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason that he's explained that to me is because as I try to read for you, this doesn't help with the energy flow. And all he's done at the moment is just smoothing the waves at the moment. Right. And he's telling me at the moment that... right, okay. He's talking here about, I want to say... about with your house or a house that you know, about we would say about it being repossessed. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Well, I understand what it means, but that's not what's happening.
Okay, right. Okay. What I'll do then, Ellen, because obviously I'm not connecting here with you, so if you want to ask me the question outright, and I'll see what, because I don't want you to just go away and I'll give you nothing, but if you want to ask me the question outright, or ask me what it is you're looking to resolve, then we'll see where we can go with that, if that's the way you want to work, okay?
How do I find another place to live when I don't have money right now? I lost my job about a month ago, and I'm really in a tough situation. I have no money, and I need to move.
Right. Okay, then. Right, then. Thank you for that. Okay. Now, what I'm being told here at the moment, Alan, your grandfather's making me aware of a group near you. Now, what he's just explained to me is, I know you're looking for your own place, but he is talking about what we would call shared ownership here. He's talking about, and in the short term, he's talking about lodging here. He said, until you get back on your feet again, because he said, obviously, you need to move. And you need to find work. But he's also talking about relatives here. He's on about, because he said you haven't seen your family for some time now, have you? Or you've lost touch with, lost contact with a lot of them.
Well, I don't have much family. My father died last year, and I have two older brothers, but they live in different cities.
Yeah. Okay, then. Right. But is that, what is that? Okay. He's talking here, and he's showing me, Alan, he's showing me what I would call almost like a register here of places where you can temporarily find accommodation and almost sort of lodge with people. Now, and that might not be the perfect solution, but what he's saying at the moment is that it is a temporary solution, but you will be back on your feet here. And I want to take you towards Christmas now here, because he said at the moment, look at shared ownership and look on the internet. He said Google shared ownership or I want to say the word lodgings here. And he said, before Christmas, he said, you will be moving again. And I want to take you particularly to February 2013, when you will be moving forward again and you'll be back on your feet again. And I want to say in full-time employment. But right now, he just said to me, you're a tough lady. He said, you will tough this out and you will survive, okay? But he said, right now, the clue is shared ownership, just to get you going again, okay? Now, that's all I've got at the moment for you, Alan. So if I could leave that with you, if that helps at all, thank you.
Thank you for giving what message you could. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alan. Bye-bye now. Okay, right. Where are we? I've lost track. Who have we got next? We've got Mary Lee. Mary Lee, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi there, Mary Lee. How are you doing? Okay?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. It's my birthday today, and I'm so thankful for all my blessings.
You shouldn't tell me anything, Mary. You should just say, hi, I've got a question, or hi. I'm sure that somebody would have come through and somebody would have wished you a happy birthday from the world of spirit, but happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, does the number 51 mean anything to you, Mary?
No.
Okay, so you're not 51.
I wish.
Don't wish your life away, that's what I say. Anyway, right. Okay. Right. Was it just some guidance you were looking for? Or was it a specific question you had for me? Or just to see who comes through?
I'd like to see who come through. That would be wonderful.
Okay, no problem at all. Now, I have a gentleman with me at the moment, and I feel the way he feels to me, I want to say brother to you. Can I ask, is your brother in spirit?
He is.
Okay, because that's who I've got with me at the moment. And but I hear a few names. These aren't all connected to him, but they would just be evidence for you, Mary Lee, that they would be. I hear the names Alice being called. I hear the name Stan being called as well. But I also hear it sounds like Rota, but that seems a strange name. But anyway, okay. Now, as this gentleman comes through for you, Mary Lee, he's telling me here that. Okay, he's telling me that before he passed away, he's making me aware that I feel with him that there was. I feel with him that it's almost like he withered away. It's almost like he wasted away. Would you understand this with your brother?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's a common name, but if it comes through, I give it off. But I want to give you the name David as well. It's a regular name that comes through, but if you understand where that fits, then that's fine. Okay, now as your brother communicates with me, he tells me he wasted away, and he tells me, as I look at my arm, he's telling me that he would have sat for a long time, for long periods of time, and he's making me aware that he was on a permanent drip. Would you understand this with your brother?
No, he was 7 years old when he died, and I was 5.
Ah, right. Okay. So, okay, right. I'm going to take that back a step now, because this gentleman... Okay. Right. I know you said he was 7, so you wouldn't understand the drip in his arm, but you would understand him withering away, would you? Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because this gentleman showed me a drip in his arm. Okay. But you would understand where he would have... sat or lay down for long periods of time. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Right. I'll have to ask him about the drip. Ah, okay. Right, he's answered that question. Right, very, very quickly, Mary Lee. He's telling me that you are not drinking enough fluids. Would you understand this?
Absolutely.
Because that's why he's put the drip in my arm, because he's telling me you are dehydrated at the moment. Would you understand that?
I do. Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's what he just said to me. He said... drink more fluids. But he's also telling me here, and I'm going to give a little bit more evidence from him. He's also telling me here that with yourself and with the dehydration, he's telling me as well that you have, if you don't mind me saying so, you have been eating, but your appetite is not what it was. He's telling me you're only eating little bits of food or little small meals. In fact, you're not even cooking properly for yourself. Would that make sense to you?
It would.
Okay, right, okay. This is where it's coming from at the moment. This was the main thrust of his message for you today, Mary Lee. Now, is your full name Mary Lee or is it just Mary?
No, it's Mary Lee.
Okay, thank you. Right. because Mary is often just a name on its own in this country. Okay, excuse me. Okay, as he comes through, now what he wants to do as well, apart from the evidence he gave before to me, he wants to uplift you at this moment in time, Mary, because he's telling me that, he said you spent, okay, his way of telling me this is that he said you guys spent a lot of time together when you were, I know you were brother and sister, but you spent a lot of time playing together as well, didn't you, when you were young?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the reason I say that is because I've got brothers and sisters, and I played with one more brother more than I did with the others, but you two played a lot together. Okay. Now, what he's telling me here is that a lot of your thinking now is that a lot of your family disappeared, and he's telling me that you've spent some time alone, and he said you've started to question your own existence. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And where he's coming from with this is he's telling me that he said he doesn't want you giving up on anything, because he's telling me that you have such... You may not think it, but he's telling me you have still got work to do here, Mary Lee. And he's telling me that there's people in not only your situation, but he's telling me that there's a group of people, and I want to say almost like a community center here where people gather. And he said you were a professional lady, weren't you, before you retired?
Yes, I'm not retired, actually, yet.
Oh, you're not retired yet?
Sorry.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Okay. But he's telling me you are a professional lady, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. But he's talking here about either voluntary work where, and I don't know if he's talking about legal work here, giving legal advice. I don't know whether that's your line of work, Mary Lee. But he's talking here about being able to give people advice.
I do that for a living. Mm-hmm.
Well, you do give people advice for a living?
I do.
Okay, and would that be legal advice as well?
No.
Okay, fine, that's great. We'll leave it at that. Okay, but he's talking here about disadvantaged people and people who could benefit. And he's telling me here that, I know you give advice for a living, but he's telling me here about giving something back. Would you understand why he's saying that? Because he's telling me you've received a lot of help in the past from other people, haven't you, that volunteered their time to help you with that as you were growing up. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what he's telling me now, that it's time, and these are his words, not mine, but he said opportunities will be coming your way for you to put something back, he said. And more importantly, he said not only just for you to give something back, because that sounds very cold and very black and white, but he said for you to feel whole again as a person. Because he said, in a respect, even though you go to work, he said you feel as though you need to get that purpose back in your life, that inspiration and that motivation again. Would that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he's also talking here about, now, he said you will know exactly what he means here. He said, it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Would you understand what he means by that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's telling me you've spent a little bit too much time thinking into the past, and what could have been, and what if this had happened, or what if that had happened, okay? And he said, we all have those moments, and he wants you to start looking forward, because, okay. Now, as he takes me to your, now he said apartment, I will use the word apartment, so whether it's a house or an apartment, but I will use the word apartment. And as he's taking me in, he's given me a bucket, not just one, because you know how big they are, a bucket full of sunflowers for you, Mary Lee. And what he's telling me is, he said he wants to bring the sunshine back into your life and brighten things up again, okay? And he just said to me quickly, he said it's about time you brightened up your home as well. Would that make sense as well?
Oh, absolutely. Right now it's filled with all beautiful flowers that I got for my birthday.
Ah, right, okay. But that's what he said. And he said that today is the start of the rest of your life, and he wants you to move forward and move upwards. Now, was there something else you'd like me to touch on, or was that the basis of it, was it?
No, that was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You have a great day. And listen, tomorrow is just another day, and it's the start of the rest of your life, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care, Alan. Bye-bye now.
Blessings to you.
Take care. Right, we had Ellen, I don't know who we've got. Who have we got next? April. I thought Rob had the wrong month there. It's May. But April, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Andrew.
How are you today? Okay, April?
Yeah, I'm fine. And you?
Well, I'm fine, but somebody has just whispered in my ear, you have had better days. Would that make sense to you?
Right.
Would that be hitting the nail on the head?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, right. Whereabouts are you calling from today, please, April?
From California.
Oh, wow. Do you know, we get so many calls from California. It's fantastic. But there you go. Are you north or south? Tell you what, don't tell me, right, because I've just been taken straight up to San Francisco. So whether you're up that way, I don't know, but I will leave that to you to decide. But I've got links to San Francisco with you there, so maybe it's just because you're in California. Okay. Was it just a general read in April?
I actually wanted to know if Spirit knows when I will be able to pass this important test that has been stressing me out for months.
Right, okay then. Let's see what we've got here. Okay. Right, now, I've got a lady here, and I want to say the word mother, but to me, she feels more like a mother. So would you understand why I've got a lady with me from Spirit who I want to call mother, but she feels like a mother rather than biological mother? Would this make sense to you?
No.
Okay, no problem.
I know of a woman who's passed, but...
Okay, no problem. Let's see what I can get from this lady for you, and then we'll talk about the test, okay? Right. Okay, now, as this lady draws closer to me, April, she's telling me here that... okay. Now, she's telling me that she would have been in your life when you were, I won't say preschool here. Right, okay. And she said, this is why I heard mother and felt like a mother, but not a mother. Because she's telling... here I go. Right or wrong. I feel like this is your mom's mom. Can I ask, is your mom's mom in spirit?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Wait, no,
but,
she is not, actually.
Okay. But you have a grandmother in spirit, don't you?
Great-grandmother.
Right, okay, thank you. Because this is what I keep getting. It's almost like this lady steps in and steps out, and she says, feels like a mother, but is not a mother. And I just couldn't get a handle on that at all. So I'll work quickly with her because we've got about 8 minutes of the show left, okay? Right, now, as this lady, did you know your great-grandmother? That's more to the point.
No, I did not.
Right, okay, so there's no point in me explaining what she looked like or how she passed away. You might know that, but I'm going to ask her quickly about what's going on around you at the moment. Now, April, she's talking about a number of things here. I know you're stressed out about the test, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But she's also talking here, April, about not only tests, but she's talking about man trouble here as well. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because she's been around you at the recent, and what she's telling me at the moment, April, is that she's been around you, and she said you are spending far too much time. She's been in your bedroom when you spent far too much time there, and she's telling me you have shed far too many tears over one particular man. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And would you understand where she said you've spent time in your bedroom? Because as she showed me, being sat on the bed.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what she's also telling me here as well is that she said, I know it's the modern way to communicate, but she's saying that it sort of got to the point where it's silly text messages going backwards and forwards, and you're almost sort of hanging on this guy's every last sort of text or every last word. Would this make sense? That you get, it's not,
yes,
just a text, but you're getting stressed out about what he's going to say or what he's going to do next, okay? Now, what your grandmother's,
yes,
what your great-grandmother just said to me you need to do is either delete his number or put it somewhere or put the phone away, which I know it's joined to your left hand like nothing else. It's almost like it's glued there. But what she's telling me here is you need to put that issue to one side at the moment and concentrate on the test, because she's explaining to me it's not just about the test. It's the sort of you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, as we would say, because it's like, you know, this guy's, I want to say, messing with your head, playing with your feelings here, and you're also trying to study as well to pass this test. Now, she said to me, providing you, April, because Right. Can I just say, is it you that's 17?
No, I am not 17.
Okay. Don't tell me how old you are then. I've been given the number 17 for you. So if you can take that away for me and see where that fits at the moment. But what your grandmother's saying here is that what you need to do is try and concentrate on the test that you've got at hand at the moment, and everything else will fall into place. Now, I'm being taken to July here, so I don't know whether you're going to get results in July or you are going to get a or when that's when the exam is. I don't know, but she's making me aware that July is very significant for you, and I feel very positive for that as well. But she's making me aware here that all she said is you will get the result that you need, okay?
Okay, great.
Right, now, what I'll also say, this isn't me, this isn't a cop-out by me, but sometimes, right, you might look and you'll say, oh, this didn't happen or that didn't happen. It happened for a reason, and she's telling me you'll see the bigger picture further down the line, but you'll get the result that you will need, and it'll be the result that puts you in the right direction for the rest of your life, okay? So I will leave that with you. Thanks for calling in, April, okay?
Thank you so much.
You take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, right. Have we got anybody else there? I think we had a few calls, didn't we? Is there anybody else there, Rob? We've got no more time for any more calls. Wow, this guy must be going home early today, my producer. Obviously, he's decided to get the early bus, but there you go. Right, you've been listening to Andrew D. I've got a few minutes of the show left, and I touched on it earlier on, actually, guys, literally just before I finish. You know, somebody once said to me, what is the difference between a psychic and a medium? Now, I've got another caller. I'm going to quickly to Christine, but I'm going to very, very quickly. Psychics work with, I would say, energies, auras. If you want to talk about magnetic auras, but you can read psychic energy and vibrations. You know, if you handed me a pencil or a set of car keys or anything belonging to you or even to your grandmother or somebody, then you know, those vibrations would exist on that object and you can read from them. And either you pick up mental pictures in your mind's eye or you can, you know, you can either feel a certain way with it. You might pick up emotions from those. So that is psychic work. That is psychometry. But psychic work is so much bigger than that. And it's a whole subject in itself. And mediumship, guys, that's what I'm doing here today. And we will go to Christine. So, Christine, are you there? Christina, sorry.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm so glad. I've got a couple of minutes. Rob, if you can just let me know how long we've got, and I'll chat to Christine. Where are you today then, Christina?
California.
Wow. Do you know, I think we're only accepting phone calls from California at the moment, so that's where everybody seems to be. Okay, right. And how can I help today, Christine? Was it a general reading you were looking for?
Well, I wanted to connect with my family members on the other side and what they have to say about my current situation.
Okay, let's see if we can quickly tune into that, because I'm going to work as fast as I possibly can. Okay, right. Right, straight away as I tune in, and I'll tell you, sometimes I get the information, then they step forward. Other times they step forward straight away. But I feel as though I've got a gaggle of family here, and they're all sorting out, you know, who's going to come through first. Right, okay, Christina. Right. What I've got around you at the moment and what I'm being made aware of, here we go, here's a very nice lady for me. Right, this lady I've got with me at the moment, Christina, this lady is telling me that when she was with you in life, she would have sorted out, not your problems, but she would have sorted out an awful lot. She would have sorted people out. She would have got them in line. She would have made sure that, you know, they knew what was what and where they were going in their life. And I feel as though, literally, this lady is telling me now, what she wants to do is pull you up by what we say, your bootstraps, and literally pull you up, because it's like you have slumped at the moment and you've lost a lot of your, I want to say, your get up and go and your va-va-voom. Would you understand what I mean by this, Christina?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And this lady, she's telling me, right, I'm being... Whether you understand the name, I don't know, but she wants to give me the name Vera for you. Would you understand the name Vera at all?
Vera?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'll leave you to think about that, because I feel that will come to you later down the line. But very, very quickly, this lady's making me aware here that I feel like, I want to say she was, I want to say you, she just said your maternal grandmother. That's what the words I heard. But what she's telling me is that... before she passed away, she... okay. Would you understand where her... I've just gone blank. Would you understand where her mind went blank before she passed away?
Yes. She is actually my grandmother from the dad side, but she was like my mother. So probably that's why you got the maternal grandmother.
Okay, thank you. But would you understand where her mind went blank and where she... It's almost like I've just forgotten everything I was talking about. Would you understand this with her?
Yeah, she was probably very drugged before she passed away. She was in the hospital.
Okay, right, okay. Well, I've literally got 30 seconds left, Christina, but what she's telling me is, she said, for you, she's making me aware, she said, you need to clear out your life at the moment. She's telling me, now, these are her words, she just said to me that there is, I feel as a, either a man or a male energy around you at the moment, she's making me aware of. She's telling me you are being dragged down, and she's telling me that you don't know which way is up at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and all she's saying to me is that you have been dragged down emotionally, and she's making me aware, actually, where somebody has got you under their thumb. Would this make sense?
Yes, and I wonder if this man is helpful, or is he going to just hurt me?
No, very, very quickly, I've literally got to go, Christine, but what she's telling me is, she said, please start forging your own way in life. Your maternal grandmother, she's telling me that she would have had no messing out of this guy, and she said that's the way she hoped that she brought everybody up, and she said, have no messing out of him or anybody else. It's about time that you started calling the shots again. And I really do need to leave it there because I'm going to get cut off any second, but I'll leave the love of spirit with you, Christina. And please listen in again next week and try and call him first thing, okay? And I will speak to you soon. You take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, I've got no time whatsoever. This has been Andrew D, drewd.com. That's my website. Find me on Facebook. Find my website. Call me, guys. Let me know. Tell me what's going on in your lives. I will see you next week. Take care. Goodbye.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place. 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.